Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan and taking a brief break from Open Line here as joining me in studio is Debbie Kramer from Gifts for a Nation. Debbie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you in here. You know, you got a good cause you want to talk about. Unfortunately, last week we had all those storms and fires, and a lot of property was damaged. And one of the things that happens with that is you lose fields, and cattle lost a place to graze, or a food source, and maybe even some hay fields were burned as well. So you're trying to do something to help out those farmers and ranchers up in that area.
Yes, I am.
So talk a little bit about what you're kind of wanting to do and what you need, the people of this area and this community. I mean, it's agricultural. Kansas is full of agriculture, so there are people in this area understand the need.
Okay. Well, I'm coordinating a shipment of round bales of hay into Paradise, Kansas area. It's where the wildfires raged through last Wednesday. And my contact up there, it's just a small community. I'm saying closer to like Mount Valley size, Deering. I understand the fire went through both sides of their city. Although the city was spared, the ranchers and the farmers around the area were not. My contact said that many of the ranchers lost about half of their herds, and with that went their grazing areas and their stockpile of hay. Gifts for the Nation served in a fire disaster project a few years back in southwest Kansas, and just remembering what took place then with the farmsteads and what was lost and the animals that were burned to death and how hard that was on those folks, it just moved me to compassion to know, because we're that same kind of community, that we could need to help them out. And the gifts of hay will go a long way to encourage these victims of the fire and begin the process to move forward. But I also know from doing disaster work with those of you even in the past, maybe it was tornado or whatever you helped us with, that there's an encouragement and a joy that comes to the giver when they get to be a part of helping us to help others. And so we'll just go from there. What I'm working with the Bartlett Co-op as a partner to receive bales of hay. So at any time, if there's someone out there of you that's got a few extra bales of round hay, you can begin to drop them off at the area Bartlett Co-ops. And you have Coffeyville, Bartlett, Chautauqua, let's see, Edna, Mound Valley, and Oswego will be able to receive that hay. But maybe you don't have hay, and maybe you could give some funds to help me with hay. I'm just talking with some of the farmers. They say about $40 will provide a bale of hay. That could be a way that you could help us. And you would simply write a check out to Gifts for the Nations and mail it to me at the Mount Valley address, and I'll go buy hay, or maybe those funds could go towards fuel cost. I'm looking for as in every project, a semi driver and a semi that would be able to help haul, and it can be a donated time, a donated truck, and hopefully we'll get enough funds to help them with fuel. It's pretty pricey right now.
Yeah, yes, it is. And anytime you're using the semi to transport things, it's gonna, you know, that fuel is gonna go up for sure. Especially something as heavy as hay bales.
Yes, and I understand from visiting with one of the truckers that 32 to 34 bales is what's going to be required. So if there's anyone out there that would like to help in any way, to transport, that would be a blessing. I know I've already had a call from an area farmer, rancher Keith, out of Mount Valley, and he said, Debbie, you get the hay and I'll bring my tractor to town and we'll help load the semis. So it's coming together good.
It sounds like there's a lot of ways to help, whether it's monetary, to help purchase hay, with hay itself, transporting, helping loading it. Do you just want round bales of hay, or will square bales work too, or, you know, what? And then, do you know how many farmers, ranchers were affected up there?
Well, I can tell you that there's a big, large area in Kansas that had the fires. So we're looking at Rooks County, Russell County, and Lane County in Kansas. So it went from Hayes clear north. Paradise is almost on the Nebraska border. So there's a huge area. It's just I'm trying to focus within this Paradise area. So I haven't, you know, I don't know the total amount of acres, but I understand it was a massive fire that went through.
Well, this time of the year, hay is very important because, you know, you got the winter time, grass dies, and now even more so, your field's burned. But hay is the primary way to feed large groups of cattle, and then you lose cattle on top of that. I mean, that's a lot of these ranchers' primary source of income.
Oh, yes, it's devastating on them, and I won't go into details, but when you're doing disaster relief, a lot of times our part is to just listen to what they've been through. And I know it's just a cow to someone, but when you're on the farm, you get attached to those animals. And some of them have lost their breeding stock that have been there for years with them. There's also homes lost and their outbuildings and their equipment that went through with this fire. So, you know, just to bring them up a load of hay and say, hey, we care about you. We genuinely care about you. And I'm just inviting the community to help me. I can't do this without the support of the community. And I just felt, come and share this with you.
All right. Well, if someone wants to get a hold of Gifts for the Nation or you specifically, how can they do that?
Well, first of all, they can just call me on my cell phone. It's 620-313-0386. They can go to our Facebook page, the Gifts for the Nation's Facebook page, and there's actually a couple of videos I posted of the Paradise area and the fires, and they could message me through that. They can also email me at Debbie Kramer, and that's DEBBIECRAMER at giftsforthenations.org. You know, if they've got several bales of hay, it would be nice to know ahead of time that they're coming in and where they're going to go with them. Or if they've got some funds that they know is going to be coming my way, that would be wonderful to know so I can plan. As far as a time limit, we don't have a time limit on a shipment. Just when everything comes in and we've got the money in place, the hay in place, and the semi to go, that's when it'll ship out. And I've just found from the other projects I've worked on, I just put it in God's hand and watch Him work. And even with the opportunity to speak with you today, it's just an opening for God linking me to people. And not to be concerned if we don't get a shipment up real soon. Working in disaster relief, what happens right now is it's in the news, and so people will get involved and get up there. I know yesterday two semi-loads and a trailer load went up, actually to this area. But in a few weeks, this is old news. And so, and the pastures won't be back till spring. So even if we're a little behind everyone else getting something up, it'll be okay.
Yeah, this is hay they'll need until, you know, end of February, end of March, and possibly April, depending on when those fields start to grow back.
Yes.
So, now, the one thing about a burnt field is it does come back very strong.
Yes.
So that is the one positive out of that. But yeah, you know, reach out to Debbie if you've got a way to help and help some ranchers who have taken a shot to it's their livelihood. So.
Yes. Well, all I can say is that if you get involved, it'll be an encouragement and a joy to you also. That old saying that blessed is the giver and grateful is the receiver, it's very true, and I've seen it many a times. I just want to thank the community for allowing me the time to visit with them, and hopefully they'll join in and help, and especially the Bartlett Co-op to be able to have all these drop-off points. And maybe there's somebody else that would like to join in from a business or something and help, and everyone is welcome.
All right, Debbie, thanks for coming in, and we hope we can get a lot of hay up there to those areas.
I have to totally agree. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll take a break. Connor, come back with some more open line here on the Mighty 690.